button is on.
It's the red light.
The what?
The red light.
Which one? There's a whole bunch of them.
Kind of on top.
Yeah.
The numbers are moving.
Okay.
7 o'clock, right on. Well, welcome everybody. Looks like we don't have anybody here tonight to watch us. Anyway, and everybody's here tonight. That's great. I guess we can start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And did everybody get a chance to review the minutes from our last meeting, November 6th?
Yes.
Any issues with anybody to see on there?
I move we approve the minutes from last month.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Minutes have been passed for November 6th zoning meeting. They're approved. Okay, now we've got a time for a public hearing for the Title IX subdivision regulations of the city's Code of Lewiston, Utah updates. And the city is proposing various adjustments to the subdivision regulation and code to address various clarity, correction issues, and ensure consistency compliance with current state requirements regarding land use, review approval process, and subdivision plat requirements. And do you want to do a brief thing on that?
So I think everybody on the committee is kind of aware of what needed to change, but just to highlight some of the items, this is part of mandated by the legislature. It was Senate Bill 174 that was enacted in 2023, and then there was another House bill the next year where they added a couple more things, but they are mandated. The city doesn't have a choice in applying these changes. But one of the main things is the city has to identify an administrative land use authority for subdivision review and preliminary subdivision application approval for single-family dwellings, two-family dwellings, and townhomes. Those are the three types that this requirement is made for. It prohibits city and county councils from acting as administrative land use authority for subdivision plats or plat amendments. So the key word there is administrative. You know, of course, city councils can still, on the legislative side, change ordinances for what is required for subdivision development. But once they put those in place, they no longer need to be part of it because it becomes an administrative process. So then those, it establishes subdivision review procedures and it defines review cycles and it limits how many cycles you can go through. And you either have to, once you get through four cycles, you either have to approve it, deny it, and if it gets denied, then the developer could come back and say, I want to appeal the decision, and that actually the city council could be the appeal authority in that case. But it kind of keeps everybody from going down the right path and not just going back and forth over and over so many times that everybody gets frustrated with the process. So it limits it to those four. If it gets denied and the appeal gets denied, then the developer would have to start all over again and, you know, resubmit everything, pay fees again. One of the other things is before the cities could require somebody to come in for a pre-application meeting. We can't require it, but if the developer requests it, we can still do them. We just can't require them. So that's really what this whole ordinance change is about, is the process side of subdivision applications, not necessarily changes in zoning or what the city requires from a developer in order to develop a subdivision in the city. So, there's that.
Okay. So, would somebody like to make a motion to reopen a public hearing?
I'll make a motion to reopen public hearing for the Title 11, subdivision regulations.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Is there any public that wants to make a comment? We don't have anybody here to the meeting to make a public comment.
Unless you guys actually have one you'd like to bring up.
I'd make a motion to close the public hearing since there's no one here.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And so there was no interest from the public on this, so apparently we can move to approve this section tile or then send it to the city council.
So let me kind of explain those options there, and it, you know, can be a combination of those options, but the last revision we got that was sent out to you, and I think we looked at it the last meeting, that is, if you look at recommendation one, approval to the city council as presented, that's the revision number three that I sent you.
The draft three.
Yeah. And after I reviewed that, I thought to myself, what happens with the simple, I want to take one parcel and split it into another one. So, like two, turn it into two. Because it seemed like, you know, before we just had a basic lot split subdivision. When we talked last meeting, this commission had decided that we were going to not have different processes except for the exceptions we made, like with the cluster. After I had sent a message to Hanson Planning saying, what about these simple lot split subdivisions? He said, well, you know, we'd have to make that an exception. So I had him do that, and I sent you the draft number four. But then after I got that back, I thought, well, we had kind of decided already that we didn't want to do that, you know, in the previous meeting. So because I think in a lot of cases, we're not going to have that issue in the residential zone. And really, the cluster subdivision in the ag zone should already take care of that.
Takes care of that.
Yeah. So that's why the other option, or that's why, and I told him, he said, if you want to leave that draft four and you can present it, if they decide that they want to change their minds and keep it, then, you know, you just need to approve it as a text amendment. So if we want to just stay with the original plan, then we want to approve it as presented.
With draft three.
With draft three.
Draft three.
Yeah. Draft three, yep.
Draft four would have a text amendment.
Yeah, but we do with the first one. We still want that to be so that Hanson Planning has the ability to refine it with non-substantive edits such as numbering, formatting, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So if we want to stay with the original, then the vote would be on as presented with the ability for non-substantive edits. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think the draft three covers it.
So you need one B.
Yeah.
I don't know that we need that. I mean, I guess down the road, if, you know, we feel we need that, we can do that. Yeah. But I.
Yeah, I mean,
anyway,
if we.
I feel like three covers everything. I mean, but.
Yeah, I mean, if we get to the point where, you know, we have people coming in and when we get the final document with all of the application and forms that they're, because that's the part they still have to do is all the, update all the applications and forms. And we see something in that process that is making it a lot harder than we intended it to be, or, you know, really changes it much, then we can make a change at that point. But I think you're right. I think revision three is what we had wanted, is, should be fine.
I think so.
So those are the three options. Of course, denial is one option, but it really isn't, because this has to be done by the end of the year.
We kind of don't have a choice here.
And then you're in trouble with the state.
Yeah, we've got to do something.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the ordinance 2402 for the Lewiston City subdivision ordinance as presented, with the ability for Hanson Planning to refine the draft with non-substantive edits, such as numbering and formatting.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So it's been approved and recommend to go to the city council, is that correct?
Yep.
For the 24-02 as presented, with the ability for Hanson Planning to refine the draft. Substantial edits such as numbering, formatting, etc.
Okay.
All right. So, other business. You see the copy of the meeting schedule. Does anybody have a problem with those?
I won't be here for the January meeting.
You're going to be playing, aren't you?
I am.
But, you know, I guess the first Wednesday is still good for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I mean, there's probably some, everybody's going to have to miss some of them, but.
Yeah, we just have to have it posted somewhere
schedule,
so that the public knows what our regular meetings are.
And I guess like tonight, we changed it because we had to get things ready for the public hearing, so it's, we can still have that option to do that if we have to, but this is just basic outline, so.
I don't know that we necessarily need to vote on it. I think when the city council, don't they usually
the
do
the city council approves
Yeah, I think we'll just add this to their.
Yep.
Okay.
They approve our schedule.
They approve the meeting schedules. Yeah. First set, I guess.
All righty. Anybody have anything else for tonight they need to bring up?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for your work
service
this year.
Yeah. It went by fast.
Appreciate it.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good.
Somebody needs to report this to the mayor.